The old Carbondale Fire Station may have new owners as early as Tuesday night. The Carbondale City Council is having a public hearing on the sale of the property located at 300 South Oakland Avenue. Some residents are questioning the city's decision. It's been a few years since the fire department left their building on South Oakland Avenue and relocated to Glenview. The city recently received two proposals for the building. One is a farm-to-table restaurant and bar with future plans to operate a brewery. Joshua Clare offered the city $82,000. The second is a mixed use for artist workshops, event space, and tasting room for local breweries. The city is having a public hearing to sell the building for the mixed use space proposed by John Dees and Allison Smith, who offered $50,000. The property sits across the street from the Arbor District. Arbor District Treasurer Jane Adams is questioning why the city chose to sell it for a lesser amount.
I mean, it really is mysterious how they leave $32,000 on the table.
Margaret Polovich has lived two houses down from the building for almost 30 years, and she feels the city would benefit more from the first proposal.
A restaurant would seem to me to generate additional sales tax revenues, which are beneficial to everyone.
Carbondale Public Relations Officer Amy Fox explains the location had a lot to do with the decision the city made.
So we never intended for this area to be a restaurant or a gas station or convenience store. So we were looking for something that wouldn't draw as much traffic to that particular space because we're very limited on parking, and then accessibility is also pretty difficult.
The building is currently zoned for residential single family, so the city will have to rezone it, but what type of zone hasn't been determined yet. Adam says this has some residents worried.
It gives the neighborhood no confidence that there's going to be a use in here that is what said it's going to be.
Allison Smith and her husband John Dees are hoping the city decides to sell to them Tuesday night and are open to anyone having any questions or concerns about their plans.
We're happy to talk with anybody that has questions. John and myself, we've been posting things on our social media. We've talked with other news media and shared information, portions of our proposal.
Fox says nothing is set in stone yet, and Tuesday's public hearing is the place for anyone to voice their concern over this issue.
Because those hearings are designed to hear both the positives and negatives, depending on what the council decides, you know, we could possibly go relook at these proposals and we might not reach an agreement, but obviously that's hinged upon council's decision and also the feedback we get from the community.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.